This title makes you think about life across the ocean, but I am only speaking of the pond between the world and us. There's a spirit pond between us, as there's also a spiritual world. That pond separates soul and spirit, the same as the soul in Hebrew. Our lives are much the opposite, as everyday life is concerned. The elites control all of the money, but they won't have any spiritual rest. There's a spirit pond between us, as there's also a spiritual world. That pond separates soul and spirit, the same as the sword in Hebrews. The word of God is sharp to divide the soul and spirit and our intentions. All things are so obvious to the Lord. To be worldly cancels out your faith, but God's word is living and active. God says there's a rest for his people. We need to seek to enter that realm. Let us be careful of coming short of that promise of entering his rest. Many fell short and died in the desert, not entering due to their unbelief, not entering due to their unbelief. There's a spirit pond between us, as there's also a spiritual world. That pond separates soul and spirit, the same as the sword in Hebrews. That pond separates soul and spirit, the same as the sword in Hebrews.